Welcome to the United Cast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for Man United. I'm your host Matthew, and today talking about doing a Europa League final preview. This definitely falls into the category of feel like I should rather than I want to, even though I've got certain things I would like to say anyway. Plus, I'm not going to be covering the Chelsea game tomorrow for Friday the 16th. Yeah, just using this as an opportunity to, talk about the final, talk about more so how I'm feeling, how I'm feeling about this football club, where we're going, where we could be going, what the final means, what it doesn't mean, and try to pop that into a podcast, I suppose. So yeah, next Wednesday. The 16th and 17th place teams in the Premier League are in a cup final in the Europa League final. Whoever wins it, has to be one of the two teams. It can't be anyone else. We can't share it. It won't be abandoned. The game could be called off, but it will be replayed if it gets called off. But one of Manchester United or Tottenham Hotspur, or Spurs as they're called, will be lifting the Europa League trophy. We'll add a granted second-rate European trophy, but still a European trophy to their cabinet. And we'll also be playing Champions League football next year. I know Arsene Wenger's had a thing or two to say about the qualification thing, about, if you win Europa League, you get into the Champions League. Obviously, if you win the FA Cup, you get into the Europa League, which is how we got here in the first place, because of Erik ten Hag's victory last, was it May, June last year, which got us into this competition to get us to this place in the first place. Now, I am a lifelong Manchester United fan. I was named after the late, great Sir Matt Busby. And I'm both supposed to care about this football club and do care about this football club. And it's been an interesting 12 years in the post-Fergie era. I feel like I should care more about our team and my team, whatever, being in a cup final. And I should be excited by that. I should be looking forward to that. I should be on, pins and needles in terms of, oh my God, are we going to do it? And watching every pass, every touch, every run, every cross. The sort of ultra focus you have for a cup final is like, don't make any mistakes. There's no slip up, no room for any mistakes. Don't drop the ball, don't miss kick it, don't misplace any passes. That sort of laser focus. I'm not going to go as far to say I don't care about the final, because there are obviously important things about it, but in my lifetime, which has been since the start, well, 1 year post the Premier League, so 1994, obviously it started in 93. I've probably never cared about an important football match as little as this one. If that makes sense. In terms of important games, obviously, like the league games at the moment, they sort of do and don't mean something, because we know where we're going to finish, but it's still bad that we keep losing so many of them. And that started to mean less and less, but it's become somehow even more embarrassing when we've lost, like, oh, lost to Brentford, lost to West Ham, lost this game, lost that game, 17th, 18th, 19th, lost, well, whatever number it even is at the moment for the season. And then you see stats of like, oh, Amrim's won 6 out of 20 something games. We know where we're at in terms of that, but we've almost been a different team in this competition in the Europa League. Of course, there's the dramatic Lyon comeback. There's the, quite frankly, slaughtering of Bilbao, who never really quite showed enough. Obviously, Tottenham's a bit of a different beast. I'll still stick to my prediction before, okay? Like, okay, who's gonna win it? Well, what's the answer to a coin flip? It could be, but by the time it gets to 90 minutes, it could be 5-5, 5-0, or 5-0 to the other team, or 3-5-5-3-2-1-3-1-3. It could be any scoreline. I kind of have an actual weird feeling that this will be, because both teams are so bad, unless one team takes a chance, I think this could be a nil-nil that drags its way all the way through to penalties, where just no one can quite do anything. I think it could be one of those games where we put five at the back, we sit back, Tottenham can't beat us, we keep breaking on the counter-attack, but we can't finish our chances. Tottenham defend relatively well, but it's more about us failing in the final third and rinse and repeat for 120 minutes. But then there could be a moment somewhere in there. Maybe we make a bad pass, Sané slip through on goal, or some Tottenham player slip through on goal, scores in the 85th minute, that's pretty much it. Or it could be, Garnacho's played through, Højlund's played through, Bruno does something weird, or not weird, but scores a free kick or something, Casemiro header, Maguire header. There's so many different things that could happen in this game. I don't know what exactly will happen in this game. But in the entire time I've been covering the United cast, so from the 1920 season, which I can't believe that was 6 years ago, going through the Ole era, the Ragnik era, the Ten Hag era, the Van Nistelrooy era, the Carrick era for about two games, and now this Amorim one. Now, I know I talk a lot about the 21 to 22 season where we played pretty badly, we kept getting battered 3-4-5-0 every week. All that sort of thing, like the end of the Ole era and the Ragnik era as well. That season was more scary, but that was just because Liverpool were on the cusp of doing a quadruple. That wasn't specifically to do with how bad we were. It was more to do with what Liverpool were doing. Now they've won a 20th title this year, which is concerning. But they were much, much closer in obviously, the 22 season to doing a quad. This season's much, 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 much worse. We are much, much, much worse. But that one was more just scary because of what Liverpool were doing. Anyway, back to the game itself, because it's supposed to be a preview for the final. I've said it already, but I think, and regardless of my Ten Hag comparison season, I think Amorim needs to go anyway. I just don't think from almost day one to now, it's just not really worked. It's just, I mean, I would go even further back to that. Rather than asking the question of should Amorim go. Because I was thinking about this a bit today, because I was speaking to a friend at work. He's a Liverpool fan. I get on with him now. Get on with him well. He's a perfectly nice guy and all that sort of stuff. Just because he supports a rival of my club doesn't mean I have to, not like him. He's a very, very nice guy. Get on with him and all that sort of thing. And it's been interesting this season, actually, because I've established to him, like, okay, you can't banter me about my club being, because that was when we were trickling like 12th, 13th, slowly to 14th, back to 12th, back to 15th. We were kind of floating in around that. And he tried doing the banter thing of like, hey, we're top and all. And I'm like, I'm so stuck in this, like, settled in the idea of, okay, we're 14th, 15th, whatever, we're really bad. The banter's not going to work on me. And we sort of settled into that. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous
ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
But I'm still just puzzled as to why we got this guy in the first place, to be honest. So instead of asking the question of should he be here now, which no, he shouldn't. He shouldn't be here next season. I can't believe people are actually having conversations about, like, oh yeah, if he wins Europa League against a Tottenham team which we're apparently supposed to just beat, like it's supposed to just be that easy because they're Spurs. But Spurs can be Spurs. They can be a weird team themselves. There's people having conversations already about, like, oh yeah, if he wins this Europa, you've got to back him, you've got to give him, you know, 200-300 million. Wait a minute, why do we have to do that? Why do we have to do that for? What, like, what? Okay, like, I think there was the 15-16 season, right, Van Gaal. I can't remember where we finished in the league, but it wasn't 17th. It was low, but it wasn't something like 17th or 16th, whatever. We almost knew he was gone before he won before we played the FA Cup game, and that was apparently just normal. And then you fast forward to Ten Hag, 8th place finish, still not good or whatever, but it's not 16th, 17th, and then won the FA Cup final. And obviously it fell apart a bit after that. So why is, out of those 3 situations, because those were 3 seasons where it was kind of, okay, managers in the cup final, but there's a contention of sacking. I think Van Gaal was more to do with Mourinho was available and that sort of thing. But why were those 2 looked at kind of, oh yeah, no matter what, he's got to go, both with Ten Hag and with Van Gaal. But with Amorim, it's like, oh no, 16th, 17th, and the Europa League is looked at as fine. If Man City did that, if Liverpool did that, if Arsenal did that, Chelsea, Tottenham, I mean, Tottenham are in the same sort of place, aren't they, basically? Would they keep a manager? If, heck, would Aston Villa do that? Would Fulham do that? Would Leicester do that? Would any other... I think, for regardless of a cup final, I think for any manager... unless maybe it's a newly promoted team. Like, if you're a newly promoted team, like if Ipswich had finished 17th and you've just been promoted the season before, okay, that means you've successfully survived in the Premier League for that season. But I don't believe that was our goal at the start of the season, was, oh, let's survive the Premier League. But I don't get why it's being looked at as sort of, oh yeah, we've got to keep him no matter what, and give him money and back him. That's doesn't sit normal to me. So yeah, I think the best thing for this club to do, and I'll get back to my feelings on the final itself in a minute, because there's a few other things I want to talk about. If he wins it, doesn't win it, I think you sack him afterwards. We do actually have one more Premier League game afterwards. I think it's the following weekend against Aston Villa. Which, by the way, we could lose another game before the cup final because we play Chelsea tomorrow. And both Chelsea and Aston Villa, who we've got in the league, will be gunning for it because they both... Not because they want to beat us. Obviously, Chelsea probably want to beat us. But they're looking at that top 2nd to 6th-ish is quite tight. I was looking at it today and they're going to want... All those teams are going to want all the points they can. So Chelsea are going to be coming after us. Aston Villa are going to be coming after us. Not because it's us, but because... They need points for to make sure they get Europe. Heck, even looking at Arsenal's position, I know we don't play Arsenal again this season. They need to be careful they don't slip out of second. So, I just think, if he wins it, doesn't win it, whatever. Sack him after the probably after the obviously the Aston Villa game. Look for because what we need to do after that, after we sack him, if I should say if not when, because I don't know what's going to happen. Because our squad is sort of still a 4-2-3-1 squad, and he's come in and tried to adapt it to a 3-4-3 or 3-4-2-1, whatever. What do we as a club want to do after that? Like, if we sack him and we've got, like, almost this hybrid team of, like, in between a 4-2-3-1, 3-4-3, whatever. Because we've got some wing backs, and obviously, like, Dorgu could probably play left back, probably right, or left wing, if it came to it. In terms of looking for the next manager, I mean, if you really want to go and get a great manager, you get one who can do both things. But then you kind of have to shift our squad a little bit in terms of a squad that can adapt to both things. So, because this is going to sound quite silly, but if we, because we're supposed to be the sort of Real Madrid of England. We're nowhere near behaving like that. We're nowhere near achieving the things that they are. Obviously, they're, Kings of Europe. They've got 16 or 15, whatever it is, Champions League for a reason. With Ancelotti leaving Real Madrid, obviously it's to go be Brazil manager, we should have been knocking on that door. Why shouldn't we have been? We are supposed to be going for the best of the best. Heck, I know this is also going to sound stupid, but when Mbappe's contract was running down at PSG and it was always, oh, is he going to go to Saudi, is he going to go to Real Madrid, and it took a while to decide, why weren't we knocking on that door? Why weren't we trying to, why aren't we still trying to get the best players and managers in the world? It's because every single transfer window now we hear, loan money and we've got to settle for loans. So we're just not, aside from not playing like a good football club, we're not acting like one either. You sack him after the cup final or after the last league game. Regardless of if he wins it, because in a nutshell, if you are the Manchester United manager, and not only are you clearly going to have our lowest Premier League season finish ever, which was 8th, it will now be, let's say, between 15th and 17th, or whatever it's going to end up being. Regardless of what. Let's say if you had like a really weird season where you won like the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup, and you're in a Champions League final, but you finished 17th. That would be a very weird, because that would actually be quite weird in terms of, okay, why are you in 3 cup finals, but you're a 17th in the league? You're in a cup final which you might win, but you finish 17th as a Manchester United manager. You just shouldn't be here next season. So that's just the way the way that I look at that. Back to my feelings on the cup final. I'm not sort of, obviously don't want us to lose. Not completely concerned if we actually win. I've never felt this way about a Manchester United match before, and it doesn't feel right. It feels wrong to be feeling like this, but if we look at our last two cup finals, or last three cup finals, which would be the FA Cup, the other FA Cup, and the Europa League, I was feeling awful when we lost that FA Cup final, not just because of what it meant, because of our possible domestic double and City's treble, but I don't like the way we lost the game, and it just didn't feel good to, and that's how, and I don't know how I will feel yet, because the game hasn't happened. I don't think I will feel that awful if we lose this game, because I know the situation. We've been already so humiliated this season by so many different things, right? And I was again speaking to my friend at work about this, and he's like, "If you lose to Spurs," and I was like, I don't think there seems to be this like narrative from neutrals and other people that like, oh, if you lose to Spurs, that's really, really embarrassing. We're already at that low point. I don't think that you can. I don't see it as some sort of extra banter thing. Of okay, there's the classic banter of like, oh, Spurs are Spurs. There, you know, you shouldn't lose to Spurs, especially you shouldn't lose to Spurs in the cup final. I get that that sort of funny narrative is out there because of obviously they haven't won a trophy for a while. It's like, oh, they haven't won a trophy for a while. You could that make sure that team isn't new, sort of thing. I get that, but like if we were fourth, fifth on the verge of like trying to crack into top four, and we were in this cup final, and we were playing, let's say we were playing 50% better than what we are, which is about 10%, right? Then I would be like, oh, we've had, you know, good season. We really can't lose to Spurs, sort of thing. Because when just rewinding back to the FA Cup final, it's like, look, we're in the Carabao Cup final. 6 year trophy drought has ended. We've gone from what was it, seventh to third, back in the Champions League, back in the top three, playing good football. Ten Hag's doing his thing. Then there's just that last little piece of the season, and it was still a great season, a great recovery season as well. But it's still on top of a really great season. It felt awful to lose that cup final. I especially don't like losing games by one goal, and especially the cruelty of like letting a goal after 10 seconds, equalizing back in the you're back in the game. It's all square, and then you let in another stupid goal. That felt awful. But I guess what we're trying to say is that the matter, I mean, unless we get like, let's say we get battered like 6-7-0, which I don't think is going to actually happen. I think it's probably going to be 2 to 3 goals per team, maybe, but then maybe it just could be a nil-nil. I just don't think I can feel any worse after losing this final than what I feel right now, because there's also stuff on the pitch and off the pitch have been awful this season. Have been just stupid this season. The way this club has behaved, the way the owners have spoken. You know, 20th anniversary of the Glazers is coming up, or whatever, or is this year? And I know I'm supposed to, quote unquote, supposed to feel bad if I lose to Spurs, or not me, if we lose to Spurs in the cup final. I just don't think that that can make me. It will be a, just another silly, stupid thing to add on to this silly, stupid season. And I don't think that can make me feel worse. Because okay, you could throw all the banter you want at me. You could point at me, laugh at me. Hey, you lost to Spurs in the cup final. I mean, they've already beaten us 3 times this season. I just don't think that can make. I don't. Unless. The only thing that can make me feel worse between now and, let's say, an actual fresh start next season, new manager, new signings, and an actual fresh start, is if we did something really stupid like sold Kobbie Mainoo, or sold Garnacho, or sold, like, Heaven, or we signed Delap from Ipswich, who had just been relegated. The Cunha one, I'm a bit better about that, but yeah, that would be because, like, okay, awful season out of the way, then we make stupid signings and stupid sellings. That would make me actually feel worse. Losing, I don't know what it is, it's just okay, losing a cup final is bad, but and losing it to Spurs would be really bad. But I'm just already at zero. I don't think I can go to minus. I just don't think that there's because I've already settled on the idea of okay, let's just say we just lose our next 3 games. We lose to Chelsea, we lose to Villa, we lose to Tottenham. I think would then actually finish it. It would depend on what Spurs do the rest of the season. They've got Aston Villa tomorrow. I think Aston Villa will probably win that. We finish 16th, 17th. Not my love for the club, but my current feelings about the club is already at zero. I just don't think, like, even if someone said, "Hey, you're gonna lose 4-0 to Chelsea, you're gonna lose 3-0 to Spurs, you're gonna lose," who did I say we got on the last day? Villa. We're gonna lose 4-0 to Villa. I would just sort of be like, okay, shrug my shoulders, take it, take the last 3 hits of the season. move on from it because I'm already at zero. Get rid of the manager and then just start fresh. You can then use that fresh start, depending on who we choose and what we do. And then the signings and then the sellings are smart. And that can actually start building me back up. I just don't think I can drop below that zero. So, yeah. It's, I don't know. Like, I'm going to watch tomorrow's game. I'm obviously going to watch the cup final. I don't know if our game against Villa will even be on TV, or what day it is, or whatever. Because the only thing really to look out for on like the final day as a whole, because relegations have been sorted, Liverpool won the title, they got nothing to worry about. They can just build next season with Slot again. Is those European spots. So, yeah, see, that was the added thing for that 22 season. It was already, okay, we're bad, not winning anything, terrible season, whatever. We've been, you know, flushed down the toilet, so to speak. But there was the scary thing on that final day of the 22 season of like, oh shit, if Liverpool win the league, that's a domestic treble, one more game, cup final, Champions League final, Real Madrid, they could do that. They're on top of the world. And that luckily didn't happen. There's no other kind of, like, okay, if City beat Palace in the cup final, that won't feel very good. Because, you know, seeing Man City take the FA Cup back, or seeing them lift the trophy after their weird season, would be bad. I would actually feel very, very happy for Crystal Palace if that, I'm going to be rooting for them. Not just because I don't want City to win, but Palace have had a very good season. They've had a very good season. They're in some high spirits. They thrashed, who was it in the semi-final? Was it Brighton or something? Thrashed whoever it was in the semi-final. Was it Aston Villa or was it Brighton? I can't remember. So I'm going to put almost like some of my positive energy into that game to see what goes on there. So best luck to Crystal Palace. But, see, because I put myself in a point of like, okay, we lose the game, okay, it's almost a sort of whatever, it's another blow to the season. And I know that the another blow to the season is different there, because that's, you know, Champions League football, another trophy, losing to Spurs, that's different to just, oh, another regular Premier League defeat. But I don't think it will feel different to me. I also don't know how I will actually feel if we win that game, especially if it is some sort of late dramatic, like Mount continues his comeback, he scores, or Maguire scores a header, or Casemiro scores a header, or Hoyland scores, or whoever else scores, Bruno scores, or whatever, and everyone, you get that last minute roar of the game when you've scored a winner in a cup final. I honestly don't know if that can raise me up from zero, because I just have too much of the sort of how bad the season's been in my mind. And I don't think it's it might be, but it doesn't feel like it should be a sort of Amorim career-saving game for him. It doesn't feel like it should be like that. Whereas Ten Hag, okay, like, I was still sticking by him up, you know, even past the cup final. And I was desperate for him to win that game, because I really wanted to, like, okay, write off a somewhat bad league season, really put all the eggs in. Plus, I just like the FA Cup more than the Europa League. And the Europa League, we shouldn't even be in, whereas the FA Cup, we should always be going for. I really like the FA Cup. Plus, the year before, we didn't win it. So there was just, I just had more emotional investment in that game. And it was sort of, okay, if he does lose that game, I would accept that, okay, he should be sacked if he loses that cup final, because then it's, okay, you've lost the cup final, you finished eight, that's sackable. So I was already at that point, whereas I just don't feel with Amorim, it's sort of, okay, if you win this cup final, cool, we'll give you another chance next season, because the league finish is just so bad. You got to put into perspective, we could finish, Manchester United Football Club could finish one or two spots above the relegation zone in the Premier League era. Did any of you ever think you'd, whether you're a rival fan, Man United fan, neutral fan, did you ever think that you would see that? Because I never did. I don't think anybody expected that at the start of the season. I don't think anybody expected that when Amrim took over in November. And he got off to a decent start as well, like a half decent sort of. You could see what he was maybe trying to do. There was something there to build on, but I think it's all gone. I really do. And I would really, really hate. This is the other more long term thing that just goes beyond my bother of the cup final. If he wins this cup final, or even if he loses it, whatever, right? And gets backed in the summer, we spend 200 to 300 million. And we're in the same spot last November as what we could be this November. We sack him, and you've literally just done the whole thing all over again. I would really, really hate if we ended up doing that. Of like, oops, guess we shouldn't have kept this one. Cool. Mid-November, go to a different manager. Are they going to fit the thing? Blah blah blah. New signings. Blah blah blah. It would just feel like going through the same cycle all over again, and I would personally find that very, very exhausting to go through again. So we'll see. But yeah, we'll see what us and what Tottenham can do. I know they're missing, I think it's Kulusevski and Maddison. Maddison's a very good player. I haven't seen a ton of Kulusevski, admittedly, but a lot of people say he's a good player. They got some injuries. Let me just actually look at their team. Second, I know our team, obviously, but let's look at, so they got Aston Villa, they're away to Aston Villa, I would expect them to lose that game. Let's look at their squad. They've got a four-star, I think, is their main goalkeeper. They've got Archie Gray, Danzo, they've got Van de Ven, just make my screen brighter here. Pedro Porro, Reguilon, who we had, Christian Romero, Jed Spence. Remember, Jed Spence caused us some problems, so decent defence. Ben Davies as well was in there. Midfielders, we've got Bentancur, Bissouma, Pape Sarr. Don't really know the rest of their team there. Bergvall, Madison's one that's injured. Forwards, Kulusevski is supposed to be injured. Richarlison, I don't know how good he's doing these days. Timo Werner, Tell, Son obviously can cause some problems with his pace. Let me see, if I click on the actual fixture, it will tell me who's injured. They got someone called Scarlett's injured, Madison's injured, Kulusevski's injured. Dragosin and Bergvall, so two of their key players are injured. Who have we got unavailable for the game? If I click on our Chelsea game here, it'll tell me. We've got Collier, Delow, Delit, Heaven, Martinez, Xerxes. Yoro should be on that list as well. He picked up a knock, didn't he? So they've got that. Our defence is going to be interesting because it could be Lindelof, Maguire and Luke Shaw for the cup final. Because he did the stupid thing of, what was it, he started Yoro against West Ham and he came off with an injury. Obviously, if Yoro's recovering tomorrow, you shouldn't be playing him tomorrow. But Lindelof will have to probably play again, Maguire will have to play, and Maguire has been excellent recently. Half of fit? Who knows how fit he ever actually is these days? Luke Shaw and then Lindelof. I've just thought of the idea of like Son running at Lindelof as well. Again, Richarlison, I think, is a bit hit or miss. And then you still got some other players in there that could cause problems. So we'll see how it goes. I didn't intend to actually record for this long. We'll see how it goes on Wednesday. But I'm just feeling very eh about the whole thing. I'm just waiting for a new manager in the summer. And to rebuild with whoever that would be. Unfortunately, people like, you know, Tuchel, who I would have gone for. Tied up in the England job. Obviously, we won't go back to Ten Hag. Ancelotti. Not that that was ever a real prospect, but it should have been. Obviously, he's not going to be available. God forbid we go for someone like Southgate. Obviously, we're not going to go for Eddie Howe. Who else is out there? Potter. Pochettino. I think they're both employed, aren't they? Not that I really want either of those two. Yeah, give me some new. I mean, Amorim was unknown to me. Give me some unknown manager from. I don't know. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's a bad idea. What manager? Maybe this is a topic for a different podcast. What manager would we need next? I would. The list is very short, but I would just want somebody who's won the Premier League title before. Okay, I get with Amorim, you look and you go, okay, he's won two Portuguese league titles. He's won two of their Portuguese cups. But I think we're just really in a position where if we're going to build, do another rebuild, do a build for the future, I think we need to do it who's actually someone who's Premier League proven. But that list is quite short. Conte, Mancini. I wouldn't mind either. I don't know how either of those two will get on with our owners, though. That's the thing, especially Conte. I know Mancini was, what was he, a former City manager? I don't really care, just get him in. Yeah, or Conte is the other one, possibly. So, yeah. Anyway, how are you feeling going into the. Forget Chelsea and the Villa game, although the Villa game's afterwards. How are you feeling going into this rather oddball Europa League final against Tottenham? Do you think Tottenham will just beat us anyway? Do you think that we will beat them and everything will improve after that? What do you think of our league position and results? Do you think that the idea of being specifically bantered about being beaten by Tottenham in a cup final actually feel any worse? And do you want Amorim here next season or not? If you do, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I can't. I can argue against you, but I can't sort of moan at you. If you do want him here, tell me why. So yeah. Anyway, give me those thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, whatever you've got. Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, social media, Twitter or ReTalkUK, and there's information in the show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, and Man United podcasts. Look out for all those. Of course, there will be just two more podcasts this season for the Europa League final, and then some point after the Villa game, maybe we'll wait to see what the decision is on Amorim. Do a season wrap up. That's not going to be a joyful episode, is it? But it's been this season. So, anyway, support us, of course, by listening to more podcasts, word of mouth, social media, let people know about what we're doing, where they can find it. So, check out all of that. What else there? Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Ad-free podcast review options. If that's really like to. Well, if you like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. That's for all that sort of TV and film news over there. There's a lot of renewal stuff going on right now, so check out all of that. And then you can find us on YouTube for those video game bits and pieces and streams and other stuff. YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. For the United cast, I'll see you on the other side for that. Of course, we've got Last of Us going on, we've got gaming talk, hopefully some film reviews, a bunch of other stuff going on. But if you're only here for the United cast, do try and check out our other stuff. We cover a bunch of other things. Yeah, I guess I'll see you for if we win it, don't win it, or well, there is no other option, is there? So we either win it or lose it or whatever. So I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.